Takutkan takkan terjadi. Maaf, ku telah menyakitimu. Ku telah kecewakanmu. Bahkan, ku sia-siakan hidupku. Dan ku bawa kau seperti diriku. Walau hati ini terus menangis, menahan kesakitan ini, tapi kulakukan semua demi cinta. Harus ku relakan kehilangan cinta sejati. Segalanya telah ku berikan, juga semua kekuranganku. Jika memang ini yang terbaik untuk diriku dan dirinya, kan ku terima semua demi
your heart. In the wind that brings joy to your soul. calling which starts you on a journey, awakens all of your senses. There are smiles and laughter, embracing and welcoming. Your heart leaps. To a land that takes you in its heritage, in the richness of its culture, in the liveliness of its people.
Today's quote of the day. Benjamin Sueb once said that world can be turned upside down. Those who are right are called crazy. Those who are crazy are said to be right. Those who are honest are called thieves. Those who are thieves are said to be honest. Means that many people make mistakes, but with power, you will always be right. Vice versa, when we are right, but we don't have the power, we can be wrong.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I'm going to present to you Lingua. Lingua is an Indonesian vocal group formed in 1996. Lingua consists of Frans Mohede, Amara, and Ari Widiawan. They debuted successfully with their single Bila Ku Ingat or When I Remember It. This song is included in Lingua's first studio album released in 1996. Their first album talked more about universal love with friendship and spirituality perspective. Bila Ku Ingat is no exception. The song created by Yopi Widianto was about uncertainty in a relationship. Someone wished their lover to fulfill their promise. Well, listener, here is Lingua with Bila Ku Ingat.
Bila ku ingat senyum manismu, takkan habis waktu malammu.
Bila ku ingat canda tawamu, takkan habis waktu berangan.
Ingin ku miliki hari selamanya.
Bila ku ingat RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRA Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Ikhlaskan West Sumatra. Famous for its ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slabs, with fertile volcanic land crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myths, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninjau. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. Priceless high elevated adventure. Pedaling together around Singkarak Lake. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the traveler. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous tradition. Kachujawi, which means cow race. The elegance of martial art. Silat. Visiting the Pagariun Palace. Acknowledge the culture history of Minangkabau. The enchanting plate dance will greet guests, exposing their striking physical invulnerability. The various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table. Well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional. The spicy Balado cassava chips. And of course, the legendary delicious satay padang. Delight in the beauty of silver craft in an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun kit fabric and carefully attempt to knit in this house of weaving. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history. From Japan's bunker to the biggest coal mining in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Well, listener, after this we will listen to two songs. That is from Mario Ginanjar and Langit Sore. From Mario Ginanjar, it is Tak Lagi Utuh or It Is Never Whole. And then Langit Sore with Rumit or Complicated, because everything that is not whole will always be complicated, just like in a relationship and maybe like the time in life when you are still trying to figuring out who yourself and then what are you doing this time? But don't be sad, because everyone will have their own answers in their own lives. Here is the two song, Mario Ginanjar, Tak Lagi Utuh, and Langit Sore, Rumit.
Lelah dengan harapan, kau tak mungkin ku dapatkan. Tentang perasaan, tak bisa dipaksakan. Aku ingin kamu, tapi kau tak mau. Jangan-jangan paksa aku untuk membencimu.
Memahami hatimu, takkan cukup usiaku. Sementara rindu ini semakin menusuk dadaku. Ternyata perasaanmu padaku biasa-biasa saja.
Bahagiamu bukan dengan ku percaya semua luka kan sembuh bersama waktu. Maafkan aku yang pernah ada di hidupmu. Kini ku pergi dan takkan lagi mengganggu. Aku telah belajar ikhlas untuk melepas. Kau abadi sebagai luka yang membekas. Terima kasih untuk cinta yang pernah hadir. Walau bukan seperti ini ku bayangkan kan berakhir.
Cinta itu sederhana, yang rumit itu kamu.
Berikan padaku kekuatan itu yang dulu terasa penuh kini tak lagi terasa utuh. Tiada pernah ku duga, tiada ada prasangka, semua yang terjadi harus ku hadapi. Kini ku sadari, sepi ku tanpamu, bagai senja tiada warna, bagai raga tak bernyawa. Berikan padaku kekuatan itu yang dulu terasa penuh kini tak lagi terasa
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. First glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Pomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son.
600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahab. Raja Rahab has a son, the only son. His name is Simangale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Panortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahab or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahab's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangale died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahab felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahab fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahab's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahab's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahab saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangale. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigale-gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigale-gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigale-gale comes from the word gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigale-gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigale-gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigale-gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigale-gale statue at the performance venue in Tomok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Sigale-gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigale-gale statues that we can see today at the Sigale-gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahab was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manortor. What are their impressions after seeing Sigale-gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Bata culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Gali-Gali directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding Ulos traditional cloth. We wear sword for women and for men. The Ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor. After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigali-Gali, I feel that Bata culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Bata culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigali-Gali, which is one of Bata cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigali-Gali and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, ma'am, especially regarding Sigali-Gali, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Bata cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Welcome back to Music Corner. Today I'm going to present to you Lingua. Lingua is an Indonesian vocal group formed in 1996. Lingua consists of Frans Mohede, Amara, and Ari Widiawan. They debuted successfully with their single Bila Ku Ingat or When I Remember It. This song is included in Lingua's first studio album released in 1996. Their first album talked more about universal love with friendship and spirituality perspective. Bila Ku Ingat is no exception. The song created by Yovie Widianto was about uncertainty in a relationship. Someone wished their lover to fulfill their promise. Well, listener, here is Lingua with Bila Ku Ingat.
Bila Ku Ingat senyum manismu takkan habis waktu malammu.
Bila ku ingat canda tawamu takkan habis waktu berangan.
Ingin ku miliki hari selamanya.
Bila ku ingat
Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Citizens celebrate the ceasefire agreement. Poston ensures readiness of emergency service following the Gaza ceasefire. And now the news in details. In the Middle East, citizens are celebrating the ceasefire agreement amid ongoing conflicts. The ceasefire has brought temporary relief, and people have expressed hope for lasting peace. Despite the challenges, the agreement has followed for a moment of calm in the region. Moving on to the second news, Palestine has ensured its readiness to provide emergency services following the Gaza ceasefire. Authorities are focusing on delivering essentials aid and medical assistance to affected areas. The preparedness aims to address urgent needs and maintain public safety in the aftermath of the ceasefire. That was Newsline.